There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. How's it shaking out there? In the West, in the East, in the South, in the Midwest, just about anywhere you can hear my voice, including there are so many people actually listening to us outside our borders as well. You know, politically speaking, it's interesting because you look at former presidents. I did this today. I love history. I was looking at this presidential book and I was thinking, President Trump, it just doesn't fit. What's your take on this whole Donald Trump thing? On Trump becoming president? Is it really possible? Well, he is running. He has gobs of money. He doesn't need to answer to anyone, which is infuriating the Republican Party. But how much of a chance, all this showmanship aside, does he really have? What's interesting is, if you looked at $1 billion is what it takes to be elected, what does he have? He can get $1 billion and not be beholden to anyone. And he's saying whatever he feels like saying. Because there is no slapdown, other than from the Republican Party, who they're not liking this at all. But there isn't anything to prevent him from sharing his feelings, including when sponsors and advertisers and everybody else dumps out, because it doesn't matter. He has enough money that he doesn't have to rely on other people's money. And in the latest polls, he's up on top of two of the polls. How can this be? Here's the reverse of how many people are running. How many drop out in these next couple of weeks? Why would you leg it out, eventually go to New Hampshire and do all the things you have to do when you're running? Why would you do that if you are not showing up very high in the polls? Unless you did something drastic that turned things around. But I can't imagine what that would be. I can't imagine what that would be. So, a couple of things that we have going on. The stock market crash from the other day, and the questions abound as to how did this happen? Was it really cyber warfare? That on top of the hack attack that included stealing Social Security numbers from 21 million employees. 21 million employees. Not a good thing. And this is the second time it's happened. The Office of Personnel Management, the collector of the secret information, that's not very secret right now. What happens if someone steals your Social Security numbers? You are toast, my friends. I mean, we are talking about, this is serious stuff. Serious. Also, something that's very serious is the fact that, can you imagine feeling 50 small earthquakes right around your house? Because everybody always looks at the big one. Oh, the big one, that's the one that would take us down. We don't want that to happen. Don't want the big one to happen. But they say, and I read this today in the LA paper, there have been more than 50 small earthquakes that have hit Ventura County. 50 small earthquakes. Wow! The biggest 2.7, but most of them were less than 2.0. Is it trouble and it means a bigger quake? Does it mean that there'll probably be some more and it's just small little quakes? Either way, it doesn't sound like a good time, does it? I mean, there are these little faults that, by the way, might be under your feet right now. a 20-mile-wide kind of crater-like depression that's close to Mammoth Mountain were formed from salt, this is an example, salt and pumice deposits during the volcanic super eruption about 760,000 years ago. So what are most people doing? Going about their business and not worrying about it. But that number can't be great. Wow, that number is so high. And if we were talking about this in California along the San Andreas Fault, not good. Not good at all. I think it's a reason to be a little bit worried about what's happening. Is this more the whole fracturing thing? Is it something else? What is it? Coming up the rest of the way here on the flip side, we're going to hit the mailbag. Got a ton of mail, so we want to make sure we squeeze in a lot of mail. And also, another thing that we'll do, in looking at one of my favorite news segments, we just started it the other day, and it has an interesting title. It's called, Wait, Doesn't Everybody Do This? You know, like when you're a kid and you do certain things, or your family tells you you have to do a certain thing a certain way. I mean, it could be anything. And you say, why? 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 And it made me think, why doesn't everybody do this? One of them, I noticed that some of us seem to have problems with, is taking our shoes off when we're in the house. Have you ever stayed with somebody and you usually have your shoes on, you're dragging who knows what across your carpets, but you're not thinking about that because it's not the normal thing to do. Not the normal thing to do. When we talk about, doesn't everybody do that? But there are so many others where it's just, you take off the shoes, take off the shoes, take off the shoes. And it depends on what you grew up with. But it's really buggy to a lot of people having to take their shoes off. This is why you always wear good socks. If you have bad socks, throw them away. If you have holes in the heel and they're practically cut out, or some other areas of the foot are exposed, ditch them. They're relics. Absolutely ditch them. Speaking of that, another right off the top, right as we get going down the alleyway that leads us to the final pins that we fling in the air here on America tonight. One of the interesting things is the FBI coming out and saying, hey, beating their chest, we stopped 4th of July attacks. We've rounded up 10 people from 10 different areas that looked nefarious and had info on them. We did it right. We did it right. We stopped the plans. We can't tell you the plans we stopped, but there were people who were radicalized, who were looking at ways to attack this country on our biggest day of celebrating, makes sense, 4th of July. Coming up, wait, doesn't everybody do this? Mailbag and a few other parlor tricks along the way.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest. forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I know you have those moments where you say something and people look at you like you're crazy because you assume everybody understands what you're saying. Because doesn't everybody do that? Doesn't everybody do that? Here's one for you. I thought for sure everybody spit out their chewing gum, meaning they wrapped it in something and threw it in a trash can. Well, of course, some people put it on the ground, but that they didn't swallow it. Lo and behold, lately, I've been around some people who have swallowed their chewing gum. And I think, isn't that, I don't know, is that good for you to swallow a whole bunch of chewing gum? Does it depend on the amount? I mean, I suppose, like anything else, we put down our throats, right? But I just thought everybody always got rid of chewing gum by taking it out. I mean, by not, you know, they didn't swallow it, in other words. But I've noticed that people do swallow chewing gum. So that qualifies as, wait, doesn't everybody do this? Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, I think I even wrote a song about that. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
There you go. Exactly. I thought, and I'm serious, you're right. Put it underneath the bed or whatever people do, but not swallow it.
Okay, I got a couple little jokey poos for you.
Cool.
What do you call a 7-course meal for an Irishman?
What?
A 6-pack of beer and a baked potato.
I think I've heard something like that before. That's funny. Yeah.
Okay. This brain surgeon had a nagging leak underneath his sink, and so it was a Saturday, so he called out for a plumber, and nobody would come out. And finally, he got a hold of this one guy, and he said, well, he says, there will be extra, but I will do it. So the guy showed up, and he gets out all of his tools, and he pulls the doors wide open to where he could get in there and work, and he reached in with a wrench, and he went, and he come out, and he says, that'll be $1,500. And the brain surgeon went bananas and said, $1,500? I'm a brain surgeon. I don't make that kind of money for 5 minutes worth of work. And he says, yeah. He says, that's why I quit being a brain surgeon and went back to school to become a plumber.
It's good. I love that. Oh, brilliant.
I told Nathan tonight that I was in the kitchen making coconut shrimp, tarragon fried potatoes, and sweet corn. And I suffered terribly trying to eat the last one. I had about 20 on my plate, and it was just so much work, but I managed to do it. And I'm just feeling so good right now.
Good for you. Good for you. Rub it in, Dan in Texas. That was very funny.
Now, wait. No, go away. Okay, now, you see all this stuff going on, and it doesn't make sense that you see what's happening in Washington and the president and his broken leg cripple Kerry trying to sell us out to the Iranians and just everything under the sun that's going on. This is by design. These people are absolutely trying to destroy this country, and I've been saying it all along. We have an enemy in the White House. We have 167,000 illegal aliens that ICE let go by orders from the high up, Mr. Obama. And out of that little crew, we've had repeat people that have committed rapes, robberies, murders, and like the guy in San Francisco, they've been thrown out of the country time and time again, but they get back in. And this is all by design. He doesn't give a damn about us. He wants to destroy us. We have an enemy in the White House. His name is Barack Obama. Okay, now look, I know you think I'm crazy, but you're going to find out that the last year of his office, there is going to be so much trial and tribulation for this country that it's going to be unbelievable. And he's been trying to get race riots going and everything else. I mean, he didn't show any heartfelt feelings for the lady that got whacked over there in San Francisco. But, you know, at every incident where there's a black person killed in this country, he's right there. Now, I'm pro-black. I mean, I'm for the rights 100%. But yeah, this is one-sided, and it's not right. And about the stock market, I think tomorrow there's going to be a little, shall we say, dip in that puppy. And I've been warning you for months and months and months and months. You heard me tell you, man, that's a dog and pony show you don't want to have anything to do with. It's going to go down the tubes. We're going to wind up like the way things are going.
I hope not. Dan. You said a couple of things there. I'm going to throw some things back at you for sure, Dan. Thanks. Dan, I will not be walking naked to New Jersey if you think that the president is going to be impeached. That's not happening. We know that. He didn't say that, but he's been saying that along the way. This is the tail end of Barack Obama's presidency. So, you know, like it or not, this is it. He's serving out the rest of the term. And it is strange times. There are strange things happening. Some of the riots have been kickstarted in ridiculous directions. Absolutely, no question about it. And the snafu report, or whatever it is they're calling what happened in the New York Stock Exchange, I can't wait to see what that's about. And we live in a different world. We live in a world of hackers, of robotic scumbags now that are looking to just rip off your information. And it's a question of where they're from. Are they from some Eastern European spot? Are they from China? Where are they, you know, ultimately, where are they from? And what is going on? And yes, there are massive frustrations. But who's next? Who's going to be the next president of the United States? Who do you feel comfortable with? All right, how about this? Bill Cosby's accuser, Andrea Constan, had unsealed remaining court documents. So you have the Bill Cosby behavior, and then you have the judge unsealing court documents, and it's very strange the whole Bill Cosby saga. But it's, you would not unseal documents normally, so what is that about? His first accuser asked the judge to release his full deposition in her sexual assault lawsuit, saying that Cosby's lawyers and agents broke the confidentiality agreement that sealed the 2006 court settlement. And her lawyer argued in a sanctions motion that the entire deposition should be made public, including questions Cosby answered under oath about his use of Quaaludes and other drugs, his alleged use of hush money to silence women, and all this other kind of stuff. So there are a couple of different ways to look at the Cosby thing, but I don't think it's good to circumvent the law, especially if you are tying this up in a nice bow. There's no reason to do that then. No reason to do, I mean, there's just no reason to do it. It's interesting because, if you remember back in 2002, President George W. Bush presented the nation's highest civilian honor to Cosby. It doesn't happen to many people. And he had a whole bunch of different campaigns, too, as well, to help different people, most of them women or children or that kind of thing. Whew. But the whole deal of him drugging and sexually assaulting them, and, ooh, boy, oh, boy. This group called Promoting Awareness Victim Empowerment launched a campaign on Wednesday through the White House's We the People website, saying they work with a group of women who have been who have accused Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting them. And they've got about 2,000 signatures in less than a day. 2,000 signatures. To which I say, wow. I mean, unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. Hey, coming up, we've got mailbag. And, you know, this whole thing of, wait, doesn't everybody do that? Doesn't everybody do that? I found out another one, thanks to my brother visiting me. Soy sauce. Do you leave your soy sauce out, or do you put it in the refrigerator? I always thought you refrigerated soy sauce. I refrigerate my soy sauce, and I was told, no, why do you refrigerate it? Am I the only one who refrigerates soy sauce? That's all the important stuff, folks. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, If you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Once again, the mailbag overflowing this time around. You know, it seems like every time I say that, it's just true. So the truth is, a lot of people email the show, and bravo to all of you who I think are pretty thoughtful in coming up with some of the emails that you send me. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, as somebody who has flown over a volcano when it was erupting, I can appreciate the beauty of a spewing volcano. But did you hear this thing about Jakarta, Indonesia, where a couple of airports have closed? I have heard of that, yes. One of the more popular resorts has been affected by this, Bali, because of the ash spewing from a nearby volcano. Four airports down. The eruptions at the eastern end of the island has been shut down, and a few of the city's other areas, big cities, have been shut down too, and really getting from place to place, not so easy. That's what happens. Not so easy. Okay, here's another one. This one from Joseph, listening to us in Florida. Kate, Sarasota loves you, and I, for one, love your stance on the Confederate flag, that it needs to be taken down. If it's so offensive to so many people, then it should not be flying anywhere in any of these states that we've been talking about. Yeah, so here's the thing. Some people say if it's part of the culture, part of the fabric, all that kind of stuff of the Midwest, of a certain time period, when we're talking about the Civil War, is it right to take them all down? And the answer is, of course not. And you can put the flag on display in a different meaning. Meaning on display, not outside your house, not any of that kind of stuff. I wouldn't do that. But there are other ways that you can store a flag if it's for historical purposes. Water break. And that is the key. That is the key. All right, this also about the Confederate flag from John, who says, wow, I can't believe what a different nation this feels like it's turning into since a couple of weeks ago. Can you, Kate? I mean, look what's already happened, taking votes all over the place on the Confederate flag. Do you think somebody would dare to fly the Confederate flag? Oh, I think someone would dare to fly it, but it depends on the context, what they're doing. Are they trying to do an in-your-face thing, or what is it? I mean, what is it? So the vote to remove the Confederate battle flag rages on all over the place. It's not static. It's funny because you think of if we were to wind the clock back, and we'll do this in a future segment. If you wind the clock back and you think about opportunities that were missed and then fast forward them and then those opportunities come around again, it will really freak you out and show you the power of the mind. Speaking of that, how about this from Pete, who says, hey, Kate, I know you're paying very, very close attention to what's going down in South Carolina, and I'm sort of confused. Is the flag really meant to be a racist thing? Is it really comparable to the swastika? Oh, the answer is it's not comparable to the swastika. Are you kidding me? I think there's a big difference between the Confederate flag and that. But I'm wondering, there has to be an underground market for it, and how do you ban it? It's tough to enforce is the problem. It's very tough to enforce. I mean, so think about it. We move from the Confederate flag to other things happening across the world and here closer to home. There was even, you know, looking at Jefferson Davis's descendants who spoke at the South Carolina State House. And David says, Kate, did you hear the relatives of Jefferson Davis and what they said about the flag and what it meant to them? It's a family thing. Well, this new poll says the majority see the Confederate flag as Southern pride symbols, not racist. And I would agree with that. It's not racist by some people. It absolutely is. But the majority of people polled, by the way, to back you up on this, say the Confederate flag is a symbol of Southern pride, not racist. And I've never heard that before either. So American public opinion on the Confederate flag, about where it was 15 years ago, with most describing the flag as a symbol of Southern pride more than one of racism. Interesting, isn't it? And this is a CNN ORC poll. 57% of Americans use the flag more as a symbol of Southern pride than as a symbol of racism. About the same as 2000, when about 50% said they were viewed it as a symbol of pride. Harry says this, Kate, where are you going that's exotic this last couple of weeks in July and in April? Where would you, if you could go anywhere, where would you pick to just relax? Boy, that's a good question. When am I not, as much as I would chastise someone else for driving, but I'm not driving when that's happening. That's a tough question. That's a really tough question. I've got to circle back. I have to circle back on that one. How's that? I have to circle back. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Larry again, serial dropping me a line guy. And it says, Kate and the boys of America tonight, because I'm assuming if you can't get something, they help you find it. Or maybe vice versa. But it's got to be a little bit tough. Yeah, to put it mildly. All right, so you heard all the gobbledygook of the poll, which probably filled up a few blanks for you, which is a good thing. And I say probably because I don't know for sure. I'm assuming it's really Chicago. How brutal can it be in Chicago? And the answer is not very. All right, we've got to give you a couple more. And this one comes to us from Rach, who says, thumbs up, Lady Soccer. How great was it to see Carly Lloyd? I thought of you, Kate, scoring the hat trick in the game of Super Bowl for all the marbles for the World Cup. But I read this thing where they're, the amount of money that they take home compared to the men is ridiculous. It's pure salary or siphoned money, they don't get anywhere near the $35 billion that football, for example, gets, which is crazy to think of. I mean, absolutely crazy. Coming up, it's all about looking in a couple of different directions. And when I say looking in a couple of different directions, not necessarily taking the easy path. Sometimes it's the path of least resistance. Sometimes it's more headbutting. Or other times it's something very, very simple. Like Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, the meat back east is crappy, so you don't even want to ever go there. Right? And then there's a wink on my email. I would say, no, you're wrong in your assumption. Wrong in your assumption. And I have a question for everybody out there. Is anybody watching Shark Week? I figured I'd get a ton of emails about this. But I haven't. So I'm wondering, has anyone even tested it? Is it, you know, is anybody knock knock out there? I would say one thing you want to pay attention to as we get ready to step away is this Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet. Go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com, and you could win a Flex 11 2-in-1 tablet by the end of this month. Sign up anyway. Bring us to your hometown. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on The Flip Side.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You know, folks, I was talking with my honey the other day, my Pablo honey. I said to her, I said, Pablo honey, you go to my head, my radio head. Okay, computer. When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us, America. Remember, you can always reach me, just like many people do, with a mailbag, as you heard, at AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Some crazy things as we rocket through the rest of this hour. Obviously, the top thing that most people are talking about is, wow, the FBI says, no big deal. We thwarted, yes, some July 4th inspired Islamic State attacks. We stopped them. Yeah, we did. 10 different people. We're not going to tell you all the specifics, but you just know that we stopped what was happening. So it didn't happen. So how about that? The FBI, head of the FBI, the director, also took time to say, oh, yeah, James Comey said that the idea of any plea deal with Ed Snowden is a no deal. Zippo, no way. Not going to happen. He's a fugitive. He should be apprehended and brought to justice in the United States. Now, this is 2 days after the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, kind of opened up the door to the idea of a possible deal with Snowden. He said in an interview that Snowden had spurred a necessary debate that led the government to curb the bulk collection of records of American phone calls. That's true. But isn't it interesting that, okay, who cares? I'm out. So here's how I really feel, because he had plenty of chances to say that before and he never said that. So now he's saying that. Holder's contention that Snowden, by leaking the classified docs to the journalists, had in fact done something that was necessary, but different from what Comey thinks. He said he didn't want to elaborate any potential efforts or jeopardize any future trial of Snowden. He just kept saying, the guy's a fugitive. I want him to have a free and fair trial. You know, it's funny. Snowden was charged in a criminal complaint 2 years ago with 3 felony violations of the Espionage Act. His lawyer said this week that his client, who's been living in self-imposed exile in Moscow and making paid speeches via Skype, does not intend to return if he's required to plead to a felony as a result of his act of consciousness, that he does not intend to do that. So we already knew that. Why would he do that? Not going to do that. This is a terribly sad story, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because somebody sent me a link to it and it made me think about the fragility of life, and we all know that, right? It's why some people, television news wise, they started shutting off news because they didn't want to see, you know, the terrible things that had happened to people. So a man and his 12-year-old grandson were found dead several miles apart along a desert trail. They went hiking in central Arizona. The boy probably, they say, died while he was going for help. And, you know, even the grandfather wasn't that old. Tom Gillespie was 63. And Robert Miller from Prescott Valley, they were the ones who were discovered. And people forget their surroundings, and especially when they're native to the area. And they say it's pretty obvious he succumbed to the elements, the boy, and it's a really tragic thing. The high temperature where they were in Gila Ben was 103 degrees. 103 degrees. So the grandfather was a science teacher at an alternative high school for pregnant teens and teen parents. And so they released a statement and talked about that and saying they were in shock that that had happened. But, you know, this is, unfortunately, it's what happens. I mean, it's what happens when you're caught off guard, I guess. And in the elements, it's deadly. You heard the temperatures we're talking about being in the desert and all that sort of thing. And they probably didn't have much of a chance, especially if they got turned around and nobody sees them, or very few people see them, only in the beginning, and they have no idea that they are struggling. So we've talked about this before, but the U.S. Army plans to cut thousands of soldiers because they're facing what else? A budget crisis. They're being squeezed big time. The decision has been made to cut 40,000 soldiers and 17,000 civilians by the end of 2017. So lots of jobs at bases in Georgia, Texas, and Alaska, and more than 1,000 each in Hawaii and Washington. And then the details are only so much, but the cuts would basically reduce the active duty army from about 490,000 soldiers to 450,000 soldiers, its smallest since World War II. The Army said it had about 490,000 soldiers before the 2001 attacks, rising about 500,000 in 2012 before reductions began. But this is the long-awaited decision that makes everybody nervous. So how do you, what do you do to all the people who lose their jobs? There's no re-rack. How are you going to re-rack all those people? They're going to cut combat brigades in Georgia, Alaska, and Hawaii. They're going to be restructured. Two of them would reduce from a brigade-sized unit of about 4,000 to battalion task force forces of up to 1,050. That would make a big difference. So think of all the things that they probably would lose connected to it. Fort Benning, Georgia, 3,400 soldiers. Joint Base Elmdorf, Richardson, Alaska, would cut 2,600 troops. Schofield Barracks in Hawaii would eliminate just over 1,200. Wow. And the places affected, Fort Hood and Bliss, which will lose a big chunk of those soldiers. And so you wonder what kind of negative impact that would have on the area. Or maybe it's the opposite. It just doesn't seem the opposite is likely the way to go on this one. I think it's what I just mentioned. Because of the Congress moving to end spending limits that are in law now, the Army will have to cut the size of the force by another 30,000 soldiers by the end of the decade. Oof. And finding those soldiers and combing through those soldiers is really a tough, arduous process, which is why they're saying 2017, because they know it is, how tough it is to do that. And the communities will suffer because they're going to have less people there. Less people. So put two and two together and, ooh, sad state of affairs for those that are coming back over. Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. And finally, an unhappy ending for Mark Cuban. I say finally because he didn't expect this to happen. DeAndre Jordan said he never responded to me at all talking about Cuban. And in his first public comments on DeAndre Jordan's decision to renege on the contract he made to join the Mavericks, owner Mark Cuban said that he hasn't communicated at all with Jordan since Tuesday night. So it was more of a he said kind of thing. Oh, me, oh, my. You announce to the world you're the best player ever. He's just like Shaquille O'Neal. He's amazing. And then you say, whoops, maybe I spoke too soon. Yo, yo, everyone. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Digging. You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.